Winning is an everyday mindset, and on the Ways to Win podcast, coaches Craig Robinson and John Calipari are here to help. Each week, Craig and Coach Cal use their on-court wisdom to solve off-court problems. They'll talk about the latest news in college and professional basketball with coaches like Jim Boeheim, former players like Stephanie White, basketball analysts like Grant Hill, and more. Revealing insights that made them into the leaders they are today. And don't miss President Obama, sharing how he deals with pressure by projecting confidence, believing in your team, and taking criticism.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by M-Prize Bank. Up next, the latest on the K-State Wildcats from the guys of Three Ma, John Kurtz, Derek Young, and Cole Manbeck. Who will get you caught up on all things Wildcats from a collective perspective that can't be found anywhere else? The latest news, the top stories, and an insider perspective to keep you in the know. Three Ma is proudly presented by 360 Vodka. And now, let's begin the show.
Welcome back to Three Ma. I am John Kurtz, joined as always by Derek Young and Cole Manbeck here on the show today. And this is a fun one, guys, because we are talking about a major, major commitment here for the Wildcats, securing the commitment of Bartlesville, Oklahoma point guard David Castillo, who is, according to ESPN, a five-star recruit, according to On3, 24/7, and Rivals, a four-star. But if you're looking at the On3 industry ranking, the number 27 player in the country, the number 3 point guard overall, and a guy who just visited the Kansas Jayhawks in mid-February. So winding down the stretch run of the season there, he took an official visit to Kansas. Oklahoma State also considered one of the three finalists there, and K-State locks it down. Further progress recruiting-wise, Jerome Tang adding to what he did with the previous class with guys like R.J. Jones and Day-Day Ames and McCaleb Rich, I think we all felt very good about, but this almost even DY another step above with where Castillo sits in the top 30 of the rankings. This is a hell of a pickup.
Yeah, it's a statement that this is where they're going. This is the level that they were going to recruit at probably on a regular basis. It's kind of what I foresaw as soon as they took over, when I saw their attitude, their energy, determination, plans, goals, all that stuff, and seeing them carry out a lot of the other stuff they said that they would do and they went through on it. And I was like, you know, I felt good about this unfolding in ways I thought it would unfold instantly just because of their connections and how they recruit. They still recruited very, very well in year one. Obviously, the names that you rattled off are top 100 guys. But this level is what I saw kind of being cherry on top of what they would ultimately reach. At times, I thought they would get it right away. I know most people said, oh, 3 or 4 years. They, you know, it took 1 year. It really did. And to me, it's a statement, kind of your arrival on the recruiting scene and showing what you're capable of, what Kansas State is capable of, you know, defeating a lot of stereotypes, notions out there of how hard or how impossible or how difficult it is. You defeat that and you defeat probably what, you know, the long lineage of years of where, you know, you can't come out on top against KU in a head-to-head recruiting battle as well. Because this really was Kansas State knocking off Kansas and Oklahoma State. And I know those that cover Kansas or cheer for Kansas will say, you know, they wouldn't take him at this point. I would express doubt on that take by them. Especially if it's the one that says he's not getting any better or isn't any good. I don't think he would be a consensus top 30 player if that were the case. Now, for a space argument, maybe Kansas would have that after taking out Marco Jackson. But as you have noted before, I mean, he visited Kansas a month and a half ago, an official visit. So I don't know that the calculus really changed that much that quickly on that. And for a guy this good, and Kansas has done this so many times, and a lot of schools do this, you make room for them.
Well, okay, hold on real quick. So is it Kansas fans that are saying he wouldn't be a take right now, or is it you mentioned people that are covering Kansas? Is it the people that are covering Kansas that would say he's
not? Seems like a little bit of both, right? Seems like a little bit of both.
Yeah. I think that's pretty laughable. They had him on campus on February 18th for an official visit. They would have known what David Castillo's game was at that point if they didn't have high interest and he wasn't a take at that point, then they wouldn't have brought him in on an official visit in late February. And they already had Elmarco Jackson in the fold several months ago. So they knew what they had on the horizon that was coming in. So it's a laughable take. He absolutely was a take for Bill Self in Kansas. This is a major, major recruiting win. The fourth best recruit in the history of Kansas State basketball. If you look at the 24/7 composite in terms of guys that Kansas State's landed, it's Michael Beasley, Bill Walker, number three,
Wally Judge
came in at number three. And, David Castillo was just a hair, a slight grade behind Wally Judge to be the number four best commit. And that could change. Obviously, he could move up to number three or number two in terms of those rankings. Jerome Tang has now landed in 13 months on the job. The number four, the number seven, the number 10, and the number 14 all-time Kansas State ranked commits. Pretty incredible job that he's done. And that's according to the 24/7 composite, which goes back to, I believe, the year 2000. They do a nice job of grading those all-time commits. So a huge recruiting win. And DY, this was a battle that Kansas State and Jerome Tang and the staff, they were behind on when they took the job, right? I mean, Kansas State wasn't really probably seriously being considered at the tail end of the Bruce Weber era.
No, they had to play catch up because they were hired in Manhattan in the middle of his recruitment. Like, I remember interviewing David Castillo in Bartlesville, went to a game where they lost to Booker T. Washington. And, you know, the argument, it was the first time I felt like Kansas State was squarely in contention, was because you ask him about all three schools and the unique description was Kansas State when he talked about just incredible human beings. This, I remember being like my takeaway. Talked about them being the coaches being incredible human beings. And then when you asked them about Oklahoma State and Kansas, it was more about the longevity of the relationship of both, because they had been recruiting him for 4 years, basically ever since he was a freshman in high school. So, they had to go on a sprint to win this, but they did so in come from behind fashion. And I don't think it's hyperbolic to say, at least from a high school standpoint, this is the most significant recruiting win that they've had this far. Only been four. I get that. Three in the last one and this one, of course. So out of those four, this is definitely the most significant and will probably remain that way, because this is like the splash that we're here, right? Like, they might end up signing better players even in this class or in future classes. I would anticipate them doing so. But we're going to remember David Castillo as being the first that really put him on the map.
I mean, what a surprise it was, because you got wind that there was going to be a commitment in the 24 class unfolding, and it texted John and I on Friday afternoon, and we just assumed, at least I just assumed, John had crazy faith. John had crazy faith.
You take that back.
Yeah.
Then Castillo, and I got shot down. Cole, I believe, literally said, we need to make sure John doesn't get his hopes up too high here.
Right.
I said, all right, Cole, so I just trust Jerome Tang. You know, my fault.
You said you had crazy faith and that it'd be Castillo, and I was sitting there thinking it was going to be Patrick Ngonga, the big man that they're chasing out of D.C. that I think K-State's probably been the front runner on, a top 100 recruit, which would have been a great commit in itself. But then wake up on Saturday to a text from DY that it's going to be Castillo. John, you were right. You had that faith. I'm sorry that I let myself doubt, but it just, you don't see Kansas State win.
Coach Tang, I just, you know who your guy is. You know who your guy is that was believing in you the whole way.
Yeah, that's my bad, Coach, the whole coaching staff. I'm sorry that I didn't fully embrace that Castillo was going to become a Cat. I'm just not used to beating KU on the recruiting trail. And I think one...
I don't know, we're beating KU at everything.
That's a good point. Yeah. And the one thing I would say also, guys, is so Castillo took his official visit to K-State in late January. I can't remember, was it a Texas Tech game or Florida game? I think it was Texas Tech.
Florida.
Oh, was it Florida? I was thinking RJ Jones was Florida when they showed him on the Jumbotron. I can't.
You're right.
So Castillo visited K-State, and then he took his official visit to KU about 3 to 4 weeks later. So he had that comparison bump-up factor. KU had the last official visit, and he still circled back and chose Kansas State. And I'm sure I don't know how big of an impact the NCAA tournament, Elite Eight run, Marquise Noel's success had, but this certainly seems like it's becoming a program that is very attractive to point guards because of what Coach Jerome Tang has done with guards throughout his career. I tweeted this on Friday, but if you go back to 2019, Jerome Tang's last four point guards that he was either the assistant coach or head coach for all have been all first team Big 12 and earned All American honors. And Marquise Noel, even James Akinjo, earned third team AP All American honors in 2021-22. Jared Butler and Davion Mitchell, all Americans and all first team Big 12 honors. Then they're chasing a guy like Max Asmus that could be the fifth straight, All American type guard. And then you look at a guard like David Castillo that they're landing as a point guard. I mean, it's just becoming point guard you here. Very attractive for a lot of these guards to want to play in the system.
Point guard you, I like that. Got a nice read to it.
There's been one. That's Marquise Noel.
I'm just projecting the future. Hey, DY, don't you project that negativity? So
I guess I'm the only.
It was just a read. It was a reach.
I mean, I'm going back. I'm all right. It probably is.
All right, fine.
Point guard coach.
It's point guard coach. You.
That's what I should have said. Yeah.
Point guard coach you. Point guard coach family you. At K-State.
I'm a fact checker, so you know I can't let you guys go completely.
You're right.
It's got to have a big J around here, and that's DY. DY, big J journalist here.
I mean, I'm the one out here saying college football runs through Manhattan, and now I'm calling K-State point guard you. So you guys have to check me on occasion, all right?
Yeah. You know, what I will say is caught up in the whole K-State defeated Kansas for a recruit, which is, I understand the ramifications of that and the significance of that. But he's from Tulsa. I mean, defeating Oklahoma State for this kid is pretty good in itself, too. I don't think that should be.
And I assume Oklahoma too. I know they weren't like a huge factor in it, but I assume they wanted him, right? So
you'd be stupid not to. They just never made the cut.
Yeah. Well, and didn't Arkansas, weren't they after him too, which is nearby to Bartlesville? I think Arkansas was one of the schools.
I mean, Arkansas's, they're within close proximity. But again, it was a three-horse race. So the other offers, I just don't think were heavily considered.
Yeah, no, I was just bringing up teams that I thought he took like an unofficial to Arkansas, offered by Illinois, Brad Underwood, Texas, Texas Tech, et cetera. A lot of big time schools chasing him. Number 12 player in the country, according to ESPN, which I don't know, DY, I've always trusted ESPN's rankings a little bit better. So, yeah.
D1, not even going to address it. Not even going to address his rivals. How dare you, Cole? Let's talk a little bit about what happened here. D1, I'm not going to make you do it. You just sit there, be calm. It's okay. We'll talk about what kind of a player K-State is actually getting here coming up next.
You're listening to KC Sports Network. We'll be right back after this.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you.
That's UNIFYDHealing.com/BlueWire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.
All right, so Castillo, 6'1", a buck 70, point guard. We've mentioned all the numbers here again. As high as the number 12 player in the country, according to ESPN, on three industry ranking, 27th nationally. What's the scout here? What kind of a player is K-State getting?
Well, I think he's a point guard. I think he can certainly distribute and score. I'm not saying he has the flash and dash that Marquise Noel showed off for much of this past year, but I think he's someone that can handle the point and play off the ball, probably both. I think he can do a little bit of both. So maybe you're thinking combo guard with this. You know, the game I saw, he shot the ball super well, in warmups. It didn't necessarily translate all the way to the game against Booker T. Washington, although he did score very, very well in that game, just didn't shoot as well from three. Excuse me. But you can tell that he's a professional shooter, right? That's one of the notes that I wrote down as a professional shooter. I think, maybe I caught him in a bad game, but he also gets crowded, a lot of attention. He will get much more space to college level and beyond than what he is, napping at the high school level. He's not playing on one of the, at least not at the moment, he's not playing on one of those academy teams where, they're loaded and playing a national schedule. He's getting double, triple teamed. He's getting hounded on the ball. And so he's more so creating for others. And then when your teammates aren't necessarily four-star or five-star basketball players themselves, then your assists are going to get robbed at that point too. But heck of a player. I was very impressed with what I saw. He is, tucked into a pretty compact size there. Not the biggest guy. 6'1 might even be a little bit generous. The guy was taller than him. But again, professional shooter, good left hand, can finish through contact despite the size. So I think his strength is there, and it's probably only going to get better. And a fantastic teammate, because he was very, content with still creating for others. And when you talk to him after the game, it was more about, I'm trying to help, my teammates learn how to win. So definitely a good teammate, will be a good shooter, can really share the ball, finish through contact, good left hand. There's a lot to like. He's probably going to have to be a little bit more willing to the defensive end, but that'll come.
Oh, I forgot Cole's got no scouting report here.
I can't lie to the people. Look, I haven't seen David Castillo in person. I'm relying on the scouting services and DY to talk about him and hopefully others that we can get on to talk about David Castillo, but I don't have the knowledge. So
I will say I'm very excited and intrigued to see him play AAU, and I think he plays in the Nike EYBL circuit, because that'll probably be a better gauge, a better judge of just how good he is, what he's good at, what he can. It's harder in the setting that I was in at the high school, just because of the level that he's at and the attention that he's commanding and how crowded he is. Because it's just, there's times where he was getting tackled at the basket and, high school officiating, not going to call everything. So I'm very intrigued to see him in an AAU setting, because I think that'll probably provide a much better glimpse than what I saw, that particular night against Booker T. Washington.
Tackled at the basket, should be well prepared then to play in Allen Fieldhouse. So that's good. So,
or I was going to say Ames, but I guess now it would be Morgantown if it's going to be
Krill. DY, what's the impact landing a guy like Castillo could have on others in the 2024 recruiting class? I don't know how many scholarships they have open, but a guy that's very well known, a point guard, a distributor, a guy that can create, well known on the recruiting circuit. I mean, I saw one of the other shooting guards, it's a top 20 player, commenting on his commitment announcement. I know that K-State's chasing, I can't pronounce the guy's name, but he was in Madison Square Garden. He's from New York and was at the Elite Eight game against FAU. So, is there an impact to be had by landing a guy early in the class as talented as Castillo?
In a way, I think people overvalue and overrate that a little bit. And it probably is a little bit more significant for Kansas State to have that as a recruiting thing. Like, studs want to play with studs. I don't think that's a secret, so that helps. But you also need people to break the dam, crack the door open, and make going to Kansas State cool again as well. Not everyone wants to be that first guy. And when you have someone that's already that first guy, then you can kind of do it and not feel like you're going to be on an island or isolated. I think that's, at times we've seen on football recruiting, it's like, Avery Johnson kind of did that. And when people knew that he was probably going to go, then the floodgates really started to open. And it wasn't necessarily like you're reinventing the wheel or taking a big leap of faith, right? I think David Castillo probably provides that sense of security for some, that, they're not taking a huge leap of faith or anything. They're going to be surrounded by premier talent. And Castillo was probably the first high school player. It's like that top 30, top 40 type to do it. I think that's, you remove that notion, you remove that stereotype, and I think it makes it easier to go get the other ones because they don't think that they're, having to break that dam or crack through that wall, so to speak. And just even as significant was probably Keontae Johnson, doing what he did last year because he was already nationally known. And Marquise Noel bursted onto the scene as a point guard, in the NCAA tournament and probably became more of a national figure. I think those things matter. They probably matter more to Kansas State because they were in need of that national relevance and spotlight to kind of show kids that they were capable of producing that kind of national splash, viral sensation that you typically associate with a Duke or a Kentucky or a North Carolina. I think Kansas State proved that they were able to do that. This is more proof, more facts, more evidence of that. So I think it all helps. But at the end of the day, 95-98% of it too, and maybe that's a little high, but a lot, it's just going to be your coach, your coaches being able to convince a kid by any means necessary to come to your school. It's nice to have all these other selling points. Like we talk about the Marquise Noel, the David Castillo and the Keontae Johnson, but at the end of the day, your coach has got to go beat another coach.
Yeah. And Rodney Perry had a big impact on this recruitment too, correct?
Yeah. This was this guy. He was a high school coach in Tulsa at one point. So obviously this is his area.
Yeah. I mean, I just thought, to D-Y's point, I think every question has been addressed basically at this point about, if you're going to be playing with talent. I mean, yeah, they got Keontae in there. That was a wild success. They've showed they can develop dudes who were good players, but certainly not great. And that's what Marquise Noel turned into. They're competing now for the number two player in the portal who, was just on campus here. And then the recruiting class, the RJ, McCaleb, Day-Day recruiting class. And now on top of that, you're throwing in a top 30 recruit here in Castillo. It's like, there is no doubt. And there never really was a doubt. I mean, it was like, I think even going back to when we found out about Jerome Tang and first heard the opening press conference and all that, I've never really had much doubt that this was going to happen. I mean, this is maybe happening a half tick faster than I anticipated it would, but I never had really any doubt that we were going to get to this point with getting dudes here. And now we've seen that the guy's got some coaching chops out on the floor too. I mean, it just perfect storm. Like we literally, Cole found this. I'll give Cole the credit to this. K-State literally took Lowdown by Lil Baby and put it back in the top 10 of the Billboard charts 3 years after it came out as a song. K-State is cool, man. K-State is very cool, and they're firing on all cylinders and using that to their full advantage.
That's how convincing he is. Imagine being a recruit where you're probably a little bit more impressionable too, because as you said, Kansas State has it's either been a long time or never consistently recruited at this level. And you could say they did, for that brief period when they had the Michael Beasley, the Bill Walker thing that they did. But this is going to be much more extended, it appears, obviously. And you could say this will be transcendent, something that's never been necessarily done at Kansas State. And despite that, probably 1 week into this Jerome Tang era, and I know this sounds crazy, I was convinced that they would get here or that they would be here at some point. It was tough to see them work, act, talk, teach, go about their business and not think that they were going to be capable of this.
Yeah, starred.
Yeah.
What? Maybe one last thing to bring up here that we haven't in the recruitment of this. Clint Stewart is the high school coach of David Castillo. You know, I'm sure it didn't hurt, but how much of a factor do you think that was in the recruitment and maybe just getting K-State a little bit of an extra in?
He probably was just exposed to K-State stuff a little bit more. And when you have that momentum going and then he was probably able to sustain it at times. I will say, just knowing from high school, most high school coaches, I won't say them all, but most high school coaches, they like to take a very hands-off approach. They don't want to be that overbearing father, so to speak. I know he's not his father, but they just don't. It's kind of like being a referee. You don't want to dictate or impact things. You want them to find their happiness their own way, and whatever, what makes you happy might not make that kid happy, so you want them to find it. So I don't think that it was necessarily nudging or anything of that nature, but he was probably educating him there and probably able to answer the questions that he would have when he's not always able to do that with other schools. So it was probably easy for him to know everything that there was to know about Kansas State. Just if there's something hanging over there, you could just walk down the hall, I'm sure, and say, what about this? And I'm sure Clint Stewart knows that answer like the back of his hand.
Yeah. Clint's a great dude. And I'm sure he didn't, try to pressure him, like DY said, and into going to K-State, but certainly could be an informational resource for him to answer any questions he had about the university and the program and the fan support if David had any questions. So couldn't hurt, but I don't think, I don't want to speak for Clint, but I don't think he probably applied much pressure on him to push him to K-State.
Yeah, no, Clint seems like about the least pushy dude in the world. Just a really, really nice guy. And shout out to him for winning an Allen Fieldhouse. And shout out to him for getting K-State's first NCAA tournament win in approximately a billion years in Omaha back in 2008. So anyway, good times, folks. Good times. No matter what's happening in the portal, K-State just got a massive, massive recruit in the 2024 recruiting class, which, like, that's the crazy part of this. Now everyone's so focused on the portal. I feel like some of this has lost its luster, but don't forget to appreciate this and what is going on right now with Jerome Tang in the high school recruiting ranks as well. So that's going to wrap it up for us. I feel like I forgot this read at the beginning of the podcast. Get your holiday distillery products, your 360 vodka, your Ben Holiday bottled and bond bourbon to celebrate the landing here of David Castillo. Raise a glass of Ben Holiday bottled and bond bourbon or 360 vodka. Get stocked up. Support those who support us. Great K-State folks out at Holiday Distillery who help bring you all of that. Appreciate the work of Jordan Foote as the producer of this thing. For Derek Young, for Cole Manbeck, I'm John Kurtz. Thanks for listening to another 3-Mile.
Thank you for listening to KC Sports Network. We appreciate your support. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard. You can find all 6 of our channels covering the Chiefs, Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain. Educate. Inform. KC Sports Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.